We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a tough loss for you guys on Friday night, 38-34 to Linden, in a game that was tight-knit throughout. The Heckle kid scored five times on you guys, four in the second half. But Linden came out and made some adjustments, and I know it was kind of back and forth there, and then they had that final punch there early in the fourth quarter, and you just couldn't respond after that. But, I mean, what'd you learn? You held right with them.
Well, I think the first thing that we learned Friday night was that, you know, even though the Heckle kid is special, you know, he wears a uniform just like the rest of us, and I thought we did a really good job. I know he scored five times, but, you know, I'm pretty sure we tackled him more on Friday night than he's been tackled all season. You know, and he gets plenty of opportunities in their offense, and I think our guys were, you know, were pleased in the way that they defended him. And then, you know, the other thing that we learned was that, you know, we can trust ourselves a little bit. I thought early in the football game, you know, they gave us some different looks, and, you know, we got a little bit away from what we typically do. And, you know, we still had some success, but, you know, I think trusting ourselves to just be who we are is a valuable lesson, and I think our guys probably look forward to an opportunity to play those guys again sometime.
Do you feel like this was a good test for you guys? I know the district has been a gauntlet, but you know, arguably, has Linden been the best team that you guys have played?
Well, I think. Yeah, they're the best squad that we've played, and we're all well aware of how tough our district is and has been the last couple of years. And, you know, but I, on the same note, I think our guys are fairly battle-tested and, you know, are good defensively. And so, you know, it was a big challenge. We knew it was going to be. There's a ton of talent on that Linden team, you know, and then you take and add in the Massey kid up front, and you know, there's some things that they do that are just really difficult to stop. But, you know, I think really we leave the game thinking more about, you know, our missed opportunities more so than the what we couldn't defend against Linden. So, you know, we're still hungry for, you know, for a little bit of improvement in that game, and can look back and learn some things. But it was a good test for us, and something that will benefit us going forward.
So you feel like they're more hungry this week going into practice this week with Care Paraville coming up?
Well, you know, I say this every week. You know, it's Groundhog Day for us. I mean, the week will start over, and Tuesday will be Tuesday. We'll run some perimeter game and work on our quicks, and Wednesday we'll work on our right at you stuff and our drop back series. And, you know, every day we'll kind of, you know, review what Care Paraville does, which is a lot of really good and difficult stuff to defend. So, you know, every week is its own challenge. And I don't know that last Friday night is going to motivate us to practice any harder. Our guys have done a great job all year. So I would anticipate the same sort of intensity all week and attention to detail that they've been given all season.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as you mentioned, a little bit about Care Paraville there. They lost by 28 to Linden a couple weeks back, lost in week one to Axel, who's arguably the best team in eight-man Division II right now at ranked number one. But they've won two straight. You know, they beat Burlingame pretty handily, and now they beat Madison by 22 last week. So, and you're going to their place too, and they're going to probably be motivated because it's their senior night as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be motivated, and you know, we understand that you know, this probably will determine who gets to host a playoff game. I don't know that for sure, but you know, the way the points kind of are right now and the way our district's playing out, that You know, this is a big game in that if you win, you get to, you're most likely going to be hosting, you know, that first round. You know, they're a talented bunch. That quarterback of theirs, we're going to face another guy that moves around a lot, makes a lot of second opportunity, you know, plays. And so being disciplined on the back end, which, you know, we've gotten better at, and, you know, getting pressure with our front three guys, which we've done a decent job all year. You know, those are going to be big keys to what we do defensively. Offensively, you know, they're a challenge because they give you, you know, again, some, you know, kind of non-traditional defensive looks. You know, they're not a traditional 3-2. They're not always in a 4-2. It's a kind of a mixed bag. So, you know, there'll be some things we have to sort out, and communication up front will be a big deal for us. But, you know, every Friday night in our district, you better show up, strap it on, and play well.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Care Paraville. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan. Appreciate it.
That's Chase County head football coach Derek Bucky joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.